The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Always a pleasure to talk to, I'll call him Professor anyway, Larry Donnelly, law lecturer, university in Galway, columnist with the Journal. But really, he is an unreconstructed Democrat who calls it as it is when it comes to US presidential and political matters. Welcome, Larry.
Good to be with you, Ivan.
Now, I thought you were the ideal man to talk to about the plight of Biden, because you care about this. I mean, surely, you know, as someone said, if I had a choice between a corpse or Trump, I'd vote for the corpse. Well, you just might have to. I mean, like, this is not sustainable, surely, for the Democrats to be in such denial.
No, it's not. I mean, the reality is, and this is the sad reality, Ivan, the Democrats had to know this was coming. The conversations that are going on right now should have happened a year ago. However, for a variety of different reasons, the Democratic National Committee acquiesced to the Biden people and let him continue on with this misguided quest to seek a second term. Now they are in an awful position because things have progressed to a very late stage in the day. There are no good choices here. Either you continue on with Biden, who's in a very difficult spot, who there will be almost nobody at this stage who will be voting for Joe Biden. They'll be voting against Donald Trump. And that's a very weak position. The alternative is should Biden step aside? And again, that's a decision that lies entirely within his own remit. If he were to step aside, we'd have this unprecedented situation of selecting a replacement at a very late stage, and, you know, a brokered convention, all those sorts of variables that are at play, while Donald Trump will just sit back and watch it all unfold from a very, very good position. Now, to me, the latter is the best of two bad choices, because I just don't see at this stage, of course, things can change. I just don't see any way back for Joe Biden.
So how might it happen? How might it happen, Larry?
Well, in the next couple of days, literally, Joe Biden would have to make the decision to step aside. The delegates that are currently pledged to him by virtue of his having won the primaries and caucuses would then become unpledged and could throw their support to another candidate. There are three candidates people are really talking about, possibly Kamala Harris, his vice president, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and California Governor Gavin Newsom. They would have some sort of, it would be a really strange sort of campaign in which they'd be appealing directly to that group of delegates that they are the ones who should take up the mantle for Joe Biden. And that wouldn't be finalized, at least in theory, until August at the Democratic National Convention, which by American standards is late in the game. Now, the flip side is that, look, this could create a big media storm. This could garner an awful lot of attention. Whereas if things stay as they are, Trump, of course, garners a lot of oxygen because he's always saying and doing crazy things. And Biden's mental health will take up an awful lot of oxygen. I think from a Democratic point of view, this brokered convention, this replacement scenario is the best of two bad choices.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. It seems to me that the little birdies are singing, it has to be Kamala Harris for a couple of reasons. One, all the donors' funds, you know, if she was on a joint ticket, stay with her. Secondly, she is vice president. She has a national profile. The others don't really, Gretchen or Gavin, and could be, you know, could present itself. You know, she was the first ever, is it woman of color and woman to be vice president? So she's already a history maker. What's not to like about Kamala Harris?
Her approval ratings are even lower than Joe Biden's. She is widely disliked, and that's not just by people on the right wing of the political spectrum. She's one of these politicians who, the more people get to know her, the less they like her. Remember, she ran for president, too, in 2020. She raised $30 million in a couple of days. There were 35,000 people there when she announced her bid. 6 weeks later, she was done. So there's that political reality that I think glares in the face of some of the institutional things that I think favor her as well. The other thing I would say about Kamala Harris is one of the biggest issues in this election is going to be immigration. And Trump is going to hammer that against Biden or whoever the nominee is. I think he can do so particularly well against Kamala Harris because the Biden people at the very beginning said, we need to find a job for Kamala Harris, one in which she cannot overshadow our man. So what did they do? They gave her the task of trying to solve the southern border with Mexico, something that God himself could not sort out. So yes, there are institutional reasons that favor her, but politically speaking, both Whitmer and Gavin Newsom, who again, the name recognition issue is there, but both of them, in my view, and Whitmer in particular, would be the strongest candidate the Democrats could put up against Trump.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, my barometer for this is Betfair, where you can literally lay or back someone. Biden went out to 10 to 1. I mean, I just don't think, I think people are in denial about it. But what I'm picking up from you, Larry, is that whatever way you slice and dice it, with Biden, whose health can only deteriorate, with Kamala Harris, with some other newbie coming on the scene, it's Trump's to lose.
Absolutely. It gives me no pleasure whatsoever to say that. But based on where we are now, and of course, you know better than anybody, Ivan, things can change pretty quickly in politics, especially where electorates around the world are as volatile as they are right now. So with that caveat, you know, accepting all of that, but still, at this point in time, I believe that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. The reality is that I'm hearing from people on the ground in places like New Hampshire, Colorado, other states where Democrats would have a pretty solid advantage. I'm hearing, for instance, that in New Hampshire, if the election were held tomorrow, Donald Trump would win and win by a couple of percentage points. That is a very, very bleak starting point for the Democrats. And as I say, they have no good options. And what really frustrates me is that this is a huge failure of the Democratic Party and the inner circle of the Democratic Party not to have foreseen what was entirely foreseeable and to have the conversations that they're having now, to have had them 1 year ago when they should have happened. And Joe Biden should have been persuaded that, look, you will have a great spot in the history books. You've been a bridge away from Trump, but now is the time to pass the torch to the next generation. Instead, we have this almighty mess.
All right. And the immunity Supreme Court ruling will help Trump in staying out of court as much as possible between now and November. Final quick question. Who do you think Trump will pick as his vice presidential running mate?
It's hard to get into his mind. I think if he had his way, he would pick J.D. Vance. But I think that both Tim Scott from South Carolina and Marco Rubio from Florida would be better choices for all sorts of reasons than J.D. Vance would be. But who knows with Donald Trump? It's just very hard to imagine. And again, loyalty and undying loyalty is going to be the number one test when he picks whoever he does pick.
Larry Donnelly, as always a pleasure. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.